Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Happy crowd of Bengals fans. 33-31 victory over the Steelers. And if you can hear it, the chowd is saying, thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, my God. Dear football gods. I'm talking to you again today. I don't know if you remember me. The last time we talked, I was little Andy Baskin, and I was like, is there any way we can get that quarterback from Youngstown, the kid that went to Boardman, that went to Miami? Can you please make something happen for me? Can you make this happen for Browns fans? Can you bring this man from Miami? His name is Bernie Kosar. Can you figure out a way for him to become a member of the Cleveland Browns? And poof, look at that. The miracle happened. We found out about... the supplemental draft. I think that's the last time we talked. Well, we need to talk again. I know you haven't been happy with me or us since then. You made us do things like let Brian Hoyer walk away, even though we struggled a little bit there, but let Brian Hoyer walk away for Johnny the Joke Manziel. Oh, what were we? Was that our punishment? I thought that was our crime. I mean, even though you moved the team after that too, I know that was pretty bad too. And then, you know, Baker Mayfield, we just didn't treat him right, and we got this infatuation with a quarterback that led us to where we are right now. What happened? Come on, football gods, please help me. And now Joe Flacco last night leads the Bengals to victory, and then we get Cincinnati fans coming back up like they did to start the show with cheers like this. Dear football gods, please help me. Help me, please, football gods. I don't want to relive that again. Oh, man, are you kidding?
I believe they... You kidding me? I think they forsake Cleveland a long time ago.
I believe
that, or we got to find other ones.
I believe I must have pushed all my chips in for high school football, or maybe for the Buckeyes to win by 28 every weekend. What a disaster. What a disaster this is right now. Everybody's upset. Everybody. We all watched Joe Flacco last night. And I'm going to be honest, I was rooting for him. I was rooting for him. Of course I want him. I get it. I'm haunted by the whole, well, we got to see what the rookies look like this year. Do we, when the AFC North is a mess, and this could have been a year, pick up one more wide receiver, use the running game? Like, I don't even know this thought process between the head coach and the general manager and the owner and then the Wizard of Oz, who's somewhere in San Diego. I just don't get it. I'm so confused. I want to care. Every ounce of Browns passion that is inside of me is in turmoil right now. Because once again, we walk down the road of regret. We watch the quarterback that started the season for us in the beginning of the year beat the team that we couldn't beat. We got a defense that can win games for us. We have an offense that's an absolute mess. And we have a front office that makes us wonder, hey, if we don't win on Sunday, are we looking for a new head coach on Monday? Help me. Help me with the confusion, because I know I'm not alone. And I know you're the little kid that probably was out there like me, hoping for a guy like Bernie Kosar when we were kids, or hoping for anything in the last 40 years at quarterback. And now we sit here trying to figure it all out again. We were this close at one point. They get one first down against Kansas City a couple years ago, and everything changes. But all of a sudden, we had to go out and try to throw away three first-round picks, a couple extra picks, and bring in a quarterback that did nothing for us, who told us he didn't want to come here. And now we sit, and we're here on a Friday, and it feels like a Browns therapy Friday, because the Bengals came back to win. Evan McPherson, like, does anybody ever worry when Evan McPherson tries to kick a field goal? No. Our special teams have been a joke all year. Every week there's a problem with special teams. And I get it. I understand it. And I'm the Schmidt story, I get it. And I understand it. But that's not the only part of the special teams that's killing us right now. And I'm sitting here arguing about special teams right now when we don't even have a quarterback. Jeff's not here. That's why I was able to talk for at least 5 minutes. It's Baskin and Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. He's Dan Manigan. Hi, Dan. How are you? I just, all this turmoil going on in my head.
Get it out. It's better to get this out than to keep it locked in, and all of a sudden you're screaming at a tree. I'd rather you do this than start yelling at foliage.
What do you want to do? You want to sit here and do what every other guy in town has done, complain about your captain on defense and explain and think that that's the reason there's an issue right here? This is ridiculous. I mean, we did that months ago. I'm sitting here watching. I'm like, all the national media is blowing that up. I'm not going to sit here and complain about the defense. Well, they gave up one bad drive in two games ago. And you know what? They get a little bit of slack.
Again, yelling right now about the defense. I understand there are concerns when it comes to the Browns defense. Okay, fine. Yelling about the defense right now is the equivalent of your house burning down and you're watching it and you hit your kid and go, I told you to put those dishes in the dishwasher. Why didn't you put the dishes in the dishwasher? It's like, yeah, okay, this is a problem, but this isn't the primary overhanging problem. Like, you're focusing on something that is not important at this time. What you saw last night of Joe Flacco was what happens when you have a quarterback who gets the ball out quickly to hide an offensive line that is not good. If you go back and watch that game, every single throw, three steps out, five steps out, seven steps out, there wasn't any like floating around in the back. There wasn't anything like that. It was, this is the purpose. This is what we're doing. We're going to go fast. And the highlights of having Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Let's not lie to ourselves for a minute. There's a reason why Jamar Chase had, like, I think he might have had 20 targets in that game, which is a really smart game plan. Hey, throw the ball to the guy who's good. What a baffling concept.
Is there any more of a punch in the stomach than listening to those folks in Cincinnati?
This? Yes.
Yes.
Crowd of Bengals fans. 33.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
31 victory over the Steelers, and if you can't hear it, the chout is saying, thank you, Cleveland.
I want to barf. It just makes me ill. How many times are we going to downgrade at quarterback? And it's no offense to Gabriel. Look, he's had two starts. I want him to be amazing. I want Sanders to be amazing. I'm not going to judge these two kids, man. They were playing college football. Maybe they're not kids, but they were playing college football less than a year ago. Am I going to really be super mad at them? No. I'm befuddled because we go down this road constantly. Hoyer to Manziel. Stupid. It was stupid. Does anybody remember the Thursday night where they said, pay the man? Oh, who was the guy that said that?
It's ridiculous.
We went from, you know, Baker Mayfield, who now all I do is turn on the TV all the time and hear him talk about being the MVP.
Buckle in. You're going to see it again on Monday.
The great ego problem between both sides. What was going on here and what was going on through Baker's mind. We did that for Deshaun Watson and got nothing. We got nothing but pain and heartache for that. Now, you start the season with Joe Flacco. You have no veteran quarterback here. You don't. You have no leader quarterback out here that can go out there and maybe give you a little confidence that you can even go down the field to kick a field goal. I mean, I don't even have that kind of confidence right now. And then what are we doing last week? We're throwing the ball 52 times. What's the point?
Six if you count the sacks.
Oh. I don't get it. I don't understand it. They should just be called the Cleveland Dramas, and I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I love this team. I love this city. I love the passion of our fans, and we all deserve way better than this. It's just insane. And now we watch Flacco drive the Bengals down the field for a 36-yard field goal from Evan McPherson. And then all the river dwellers down there in Cincinnati are now thanking us. You're welcome. And this is a road we've driven down way too many times. Is there any sanity to this? None. None.
It just continues to hammer home that the Cleveland Browns are a mess.
And I don't want to hear about how bad the Bengals offensive line is.
It is bad.
How bad is it? He's only been sacked twice.
Yeah, because
he's been able to move his team and get them down the field. Yes. Is that offensive line that much worse than ours right now? He got sacked twice in the last two games.
Oh no, the Browns offensive line has been worse. But no, that's not a good offensive line. I mean, the difference is that, again, he played in rhythm. He took three steps and got the ball out. You can watch the highlights. They're showing him on a loop.
He looked so good in the second quarter last night.
Three steps, ball out. Five steps, ball out. It's amazing how good a quarterback can look when you're on time. It's amazing what this can all look like when everything is clicking in the same exact direction. It's amazing what this looks like when you have wide receivers who can get open. It's amazing how all of this can come together when you have a quarterback that plays in time with wide receivers who are talented. And you know what you don't have in Cleveland? Wide receivers who are talented. And a quarterback who can play on time and be a block well enough. I mean, this is the problem. This, you watched it in front of you. You saw a quarterback who looked like his brain was moving faster than his body when he played for your team. Go to another team with better weapons and maybe a little bit better offensive line. Not much better. I still wouldn't call that offensive line good. There's a reason why, you know, Joe Flacco is in the position that he's in right, or not Joe Flacco, good golly, Joe Burrow is in the position that he is in right now. It's not that much better. It's a reason why all of a sudden it can click in together. It turns out you have to have talent around the quarterback, too.
We only have one wide receiver with any experience. Let's be honest. I mean, we have one, and he's got to hang on to the football. That's all there is to it.
And he's not good. I'm sorry. Jerry Jeudy is he might be the most frustrating player on this team. I understand why they traded for him. I still have no idea why they paid him. It's baffling that they handed that guy that contract. I do not get it for the life of me.
All right, my head is spinning. I know yours is, too. I know it feels like a Browns Therapy Friday, because it does. I don't know how it doesn't. We just watched Joe Flacco go to Cincinnati and beat the Steelers, the team we couldn't beat over the weekend. We just watched this last night, and he looked like the Joe Flacco who threw for 300 yards for us for that little period of time, and we had the opportunity to do that.
We all allowed to take the mouthwash bottle and pour it in our coffee today? It's the contents of it just to help along the way.
Brian Anderson's going to join us at 11:20 today. Talk to him about baseball. I know he wants to talk about the Browns. Tim May is also going to join us today, the Tim May podcast. I can't wait to talk about Ohio State. I'm telling you a million times over, I would rather talk about high school football and a 12-team playoff than what we're talking about with the Browns right now. Because my head is spinning because we keep walking down the same road. The wheel of regression, regret, whatever you want to call it at the quarterback spot is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I'm not saying Flacco was the savior this year, but look at the standings in the AFC North right now and tell me that if we had a clear mind that maybe the Browns might still be around in this thing. I don't know. Maybe they are. It is still kind of muddled. There's a sense. I have a sense of optimism, too, because the Bengals won yesterday. They muddied the waters for the North to give you an opportunity. Now, can you please go out and beat Miami so I don't have to sit here and talk about whether we're changing coaches or front office on Monday? Please go win on Sunday so we can rewrite the story for the rest of this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.